This is my first talk, so forgive me if I'm super nervous and or shaky. I'm Crystal Pixie, and I am absolutely obsessed with these little things called model kits. I actually have, you know, some examples, you know, just a couple. Let me just, yeah. But, I just want to, you know, just a little bit of a talk about whether or not the hobby is, like, good to get into, if at all anyone is interested. Mostly because, like, y'all know the price of Legos have just been, like, skyrocketing a bunch. This thing takes, like, 3 hours to build, like, two, maybe 3 hours to build as, like, someone who's inexperienced, and it's 11 euro. Like, or cheaper. But, yeah. What are model kits? They are basically any kind of plastic-based kit. You basically build it yourself. It's like a build-your-own-figure kind of deal. Some of them conform to a scale, whether it be, like, 1/144, 1/100, 1/72, 1/60. There's so many scales out there that I'd be here for hours if I started just talking about scales. They can be cars, tanks, planes, other things. Like, anything you can really think of, there's probably a model kit of it out there. The focus of this presentation is more on the giant robot variety, because I'm a nerd, and I love my giant robots, because they're cool. And I've been in the hobby since about, like, 2013, so I've just constantly been looking for cool stuff to build. Model kits aren't for you if you absolutely hate small parts. Like, the parts on these things can get super, super tiny. Like, absolutely microscopic. If you don't like long projects, if you don't have much patience as well, they're probably not for you. And let's be real, if you hate fun, model kits aren't for you. So where do you need to start? Well, it kind of depends, but typically what you'll need is a pair of... I actually have my tool bag right here with, like, the actual physical examples of some of these. Side cutters, which some of you may, like, see both the example and these and go, well, I've seen those before, and I use them to cut wires. I wouldn't really recommend those per se, because you'll need something with a bit more of a fine, like, blade to it. Because otherwise it stresses the plastic really, really bad. And it just tends to not look as great. File/sandpaper for you to basically, like, file down a lot of... Whenever you snip out the plastic from the runners, which I will give an example of that here in a second, sometimes there'll be, like, just a little bit of some leftover plastic. You just kind of gotta file it down a little bit. Panel lining marker. If you kind of, like, look at one of these things, there's, like, a bunch of just surface detail that would genuinely really pop if you just basically put a little paint marker in it. X-Acto knife is good if you don't have a file, because it allows you to basically sand down the little pieces. Tweezers are good, because a lot of these kits have stickers, and it just allows for a lot more... Oh god, what's the word? English is my first language. Precision, thank you. But just to kind of give an example of what exactly you're walking into with this, basically it is like a sheet of plastic that you cut out the little bits. It's like a 3D puzzle, kind of. You basically just assemble it all together, and next thing you know, you have, like, basically what's on the box. So, let me break it down. First off, this is Bandai only. I'll get into the model kit brands at some point in this presentation. I forgot one on here. Well, forgot. I didn't want to make the thing too big, because there's, like, another category as well. But I felt like this was a good enough size, and I can just talk about it. There's entry grade. No tools required. No paint required. Barely any of them have any stickers. They tend to be 1/144th scale. And I kind of added, like, some arbitrary numbers of complexity, because, like, I don't know, I feel like people like looking at numbers sometimes whenever they think about how complex things can get. I'd give it like a 1 to a 2. Like, entry grades are definitely going to be like the easiest ones to build, besides another category that is not listed on here, which is called SD, which has a very unfortunate name in my opinion, because the SD stands for Super Deformed. Whenever I feel like they could have just called it, like, Chibi or something, because it's basically, like, robot with big head but tiny body. There will be picture examples. I have, like, a whole doc on it afterwards. High grade, which I have an example right here. It is typically 144, sometimes some other scales. You will need side cutters for these. 100%. And tweezers as well, because these are going to be a bit more detailed, a bit more articulated, a bit fancier depending on the kit itself. But also, arbitrary number time. Probably give it a complexity of about 3 to 4 out of 10. They're not too difficult. They can get complicated, but they're not too difficult. Then you have real grade, which is 144 or no scale, which I will get more into specifics about that later on in the presentation, because it's where it gets fun. You will need side cutters, you will need tweezers. Highly recommend a knife and a file for it as well, because these are like, the whole point of real grade whenever Bandai released it was like, we want to make our mecha look like how they would look in real life. And it's like, cool. they're tiny and they are complicated. So I would give it like a 5 to a 7 out of 10 on the arbitrary number scale. Master grade, which is like a bit bigger, a 1/100 scale. Absolutely need side cutters, tweezers. Knife and file, still would kind of recommend, but, yeah. Once again, arbitrary numbers, 5 or 7 out of 10. Then you have perfect grades, which are probably about this tall, depending. 160 scale, absolutely will need side cutters, you'll need every tool in your arsenal for these. They are so complicated. I've never even built one. They're expensive and complicated. And then I would give it probably like a 7 to 9 out of 10. All right. So you might be thinking, okay, I don't like Gundam. Understandable, honestly. I was literally having a talk with people earlier. Even I think Gundam can be kind of mid sometimes. I'm gonna be real. Bandai also makes Pokemon, Kamen Rider, Ultraman, Votoms, Full Metal Panic, Armored Core, so many mecha model kits, all under the same company, which can either be a good or a bad thing, depending, because I'm going to be real, even Bandai as a company kind of sucks whenever it comes to model kits. They also make their own, like, original the character Do Not Steal mechas called 30-Minute Missions, which is advertised to be a line where you basically can build the entire model kit in 30 minutes or less. Even I, an experienced builder, can't really build those things in 30 minutes or less. Like, come on. So, let's say, for instance, you get into the hobby. You built a Bandai kit, but you're like, I like what Bandai has to offer, but what else is there? there are so many different model kit brands in existence, because we in the community say that there's third party, which is typically like some company in Hong Kong that just took some Bandai molds that they threw out and then cobbled something together and made their own original The Robot Do Not Steal. But the two that I kind of want to focus on, because they're probably easier to find, is Kotobukiya and Moderoid. Kotobukiya's hard mode. Moderoid is pretty easy. Like, I would say that, like, Moderoid is about a master grade. Kotobukiya, it's like a perfect grade every single build. They kind of suck, not gonna lie. But they're complex builds. They also have limited time releases with no reprints. And their IPs include... Oh, right, and they also have pre-painted parts. But their most popular IPs that they make model kits of are Metal Gear Solid, Zone of the Enders, Virtualon, and they also have carried the Armored Core license, but... No. There's also Moderoid, which is by Good Smile Company, which if you've bought, like, any anime figurines ever in your life, they're probably by Good Smile Company. Complexity of a Master Grade, pre-painted parts, I would say that they are a good value for the price. And then their IPs are basically everything that Bandai won't touch with a 10-foot pole. Or 10-meter pole, sorry. Yeah. I also, like, if at all through this talk, you're kind of sitting there and you're like, okay, I'm so down. Even before I get to the picture examples, because I do plan on showing picture examples of stuff, I want you to remember, build what you want. Don't let anyone sit there and go like, oh, you have to watch
the anime first before you can build this thing?
No. I hadn't even seen Gundam before I built my first kit. Half the time, I build stuff from stuff that I've never even really even seen. It doesn't matter, genuinely. Use what tools you feel comfortable with. If you don't want to use a file, don't use a file. If you don't want to use a knife, don't use a knife. The only thing that I would kind of recommend is just getting a good pair of side cutters, but even then, if you just don't care and you just want to build for the sake of building, go for it. Just remember to have fun. And also, the cool thing is about the plastic that they use for these, it tends to be like a mix of polystyrene and ABS. Really easy to paint. You just need to either sand it or you prime it. Paint it whatever color you want. It doesn't matter. It's not like you have to keep it with the lore. You don't. You can just paint it whatever color you want. It's sick. It's amazing. And there's another saying in the community that comes from, like, one of the Gundam animes that's all about building the model kits, and that is, Gunpla is freedom. You're free to do whatever you want to build Gundam, or literally any other model kit. What's Gunpla? Gunpla is a Gundam plastic model.
Gundam?
That was kind of the... Ooh, how do I... Okay, here we go. Because now, photo examples! Yippee! Oh, God. Wait, this is... Oh, this is going to be complicated. Okay. I was kind of hoping I could just mirror this stuff, but okay, never mind. Oh, no. Oh, nah. Technical support, bitter. Oh, thank you. Okay. Now I just have to... Okay. So, I know that, like, that presentation was very, like, to the point. It's mostly because I'm very obsessed with this hobby and I will talk for hours about it. But the good news is now I can kind of just goof off and show you examples. This right here, these are entry grades. And this is all just kind of to show, like, all the different kinds of stuff that you can get. So those are entry grades. If I move over to perfect grades. You see,
Gundam.
That's an Evangelion. That's the Millennium Falcon.
Yes, there are Star Wars model kits. And then also the this one right here, that is officially the most expensive model kit that Bandai will ever release, of like $750 US. I will not be buying it, because oh my god. That is about the most expensive that they get, actually.
Cheaper than Lego.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have like examples of 30-minute missions. I actually have one of these here in person. If I can move. Oh yeah. Hehe. Yeah, Steel Haze from Armored Core. Just gonna. There you go. But yeah, like there's like a Robo Woman. There's even a lizard. You can build a lizard. It is a model kit. It's insane. Real great examples. Another Evangelion. And then that the other one next to it is Gal Gigar, which that is a whole other conversation whatsoever. But then we have. I love touchscreen laptops, by the way. This is so fun. Master grade examples, which are like the 1/100 scale ones. That one has color-changing LEDs in it. It's sick. I built it once, and then it got stolen, which I'm still mad about. But yeah. High-grade examples. Just showing how ridiculous they are. That one is also massive. It's bigger than a monster can. Everyone knows how big monster cans are here. Let's be real. Kotobukiya examples. They look kind of unlike anything that Bandai will ever release and or touch, if I'm being honest. And then we have Moderoid, which has, like, I don't know if any of y'all have played Horizon Zero Dawn, but they literally have a kit of the Thunderjaw. They also have that, the bat thing from Godzilla as well. Oh yeah, this is the one that I actually completely glossed over. I forgot to talk about. SD. They are not very complex whatsoever, except for these two, because these are a mix of SD and Master Grade, which can tend to get complicated.
The bottom right one looks like a Funko
Pop. Yeah. Well, they had a collaboration with Hello Kitty, so they made like special model kits for that. Oh, and then here's all the miscellaneous examples of different model kits. You have Hatsune Miku, Kamen Rider, Kamen Rider, Rayquaza, Devil May Mazinger, Godzilla. That is a Gundam, by the way. A PlayStation 1 anime horse. Ava Unit 2 is a crawfish, by the way. And then Mechagodzilla is Ava Unit 1.
Why?
Japan. So, I don't know how much more time we have, but I am open for any... How many?
1 minute.
1 minute? Oh my god. But yeah, if you have, like, any questions or anything, I also have, like, more examples of model kits. I will be around, but, yeah. I hope y'all learned something.
Thank you.